PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Goddamn owners.
Yeah. Something needs to be done. That's all I'm saying. It's bullshit. This motherfucker.
I don't know your swagger about pet owners.
I'm just angry with people in general.
Yeah, so but then why is it coming out now in the form of, are you just looking for a way to
I'm just looking for a way,
people?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
So I could have mentioned anything in regards
and
to
And I'm sure
people,
I could have latched something onto
and
it, yeah.
And you would have found the negative aspect of that and been like, fuck
yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, pessimist here, glass half empty kind of guy, Chris. Actually, lie, glass totally full all the time. It just depends on what it's full with. Is it full with air or is it filled with liquid?
Oh, yeah.
No matter what, that motherfucking glass is full.
No matter what, it's full. Even if it's like 50% liquid.
It's still full, it's just half liquid, half air.
Still 100% full.
Still 100% full. In fact, Chris, your cup overfloweth. Because we live,
but it's all
we live in a sea of gas. Yes,
I mean I'm practically drinking myself.
You might as well be.
I'm drinking all of existence in this glass.
Drinking part of me,
part of you, part of me, part of people in China, uh-huh. Part of Mars, yes. Part of ancient stardust, billions of light years away.
Chris, you are ancient stardust, but from billions of light years away.
You know what, Drew?
Because you know what, Chris?
What?
Matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can only change.
Right, so where'd all that old matter go?
Oh, it's still around.
Where is it?
Right here, buddy.
Drink it.
Yeah. Right there. You drink it?
Tastes good.
Nice little plunge into the deep end real quick.
Tablet. I mean, that's where we live.
Swimming around in the abyss.
You know what they say, if you swim around the abyss...
the abyss swims back. Abyss. I don't think that's the way it works, Chris. I'm pretty sure that's a false statement.
I hear you. Tablet's dead.
Like dead?
No, not dead. Oh, okay. Battery's dead, no.
I was about to say...
So I gotta do it this way. All right, welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, chilling with Drew Cogburn.
What up?
Drew!
Wait. You know, you should do it.
Drew!
You know, Chris.
Oh, now it's playing in
Chris,
the head.
Chris, you should turn on this mic and then just do it into that one. You should bring it over. That way you don't have to...
this isn't working. The mic was muted. Oh, what's this one? Large audience sound effect. Oh, it's playing an ad. God damn it.
So, I'm just going to say this one more time. We're awful at this.
Oh, yeah. I thought everyone knew that by now.
We are awful at this.
But this is podcasting, right? So so who cares? Some shows that are popular, man, their production is so terrible and the lack of effort and it's like I'm just
and
they're so popular.
No, I've heard nothing but good. I mean, two of the guys that I work with listen to our podcast. I told them, you know, a podcast, blah, 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 blah. They asked, you know, I gave them information. And one of the first things they said was, dude, the production quality on your show is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I listen to other podcasts. They don't
care.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, no. We sound mostly great. Mostly. We could sound better. These mics are old. We could get better mics. Yeah. We could always get better equipment.
Gotta make some money.
But I mean, the actual content itself is just sometimes it's like...
It's real for you.
Well, it's podcasting, so the bar is super low. The bar is on the ground. It's impossible to go under the bar.
Oh, no.
You have to like literally dig. You have to dig yourself to go under. That's how hard it is to get under that bar. But I don't even know where I'm going.
Train of thought derailed.
I could just delete the last 4.5 minutes. I could just delete it.
I mean, dude, you
could do even it. Take 15 even... minutes to charge the tablet so we can have like a normal soundboard. But then the soundboard's just distracting anyway. I'm looking for a good time to drop that the Queen. Guys. You all right, Drew? We're having a good time. Hey,
What a shit show.
Listen, we're just drinking all of existence here, having a good time.
Having another sip of existence, Chris.
This is my second glass of existence already.
If we were French, we'd call it O Dixie Stones. The water of existence.
We already had the New Great Philosophers. I already just like the New Great Philosophers. That could have been a good name for a philosophy podcast.
Okay.
That could be the name of an episode.
It could be.
All right. We're doing a New Great Philosophers. We just got to get those 3D busts.
Yeah, we
just the 3D print busts.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Now the show's really bad when you're scraping your beard stubble with a piece of plastic. Yeah,
I didn't notice.
Do it once into the mic.
I didn't notice.
Do it. I'm putting my ear to the microphone. Like I'm going to hear that somehow. In actuality, I know we're doing a podcast, but really, I'm just killing time until we get to Mr. Robot. So, whatever we can do to entertain ourselves. With headphones on, I put my ear to the microphone.
Oh, that was the funnier part. You're wearing headphones, and you put your ear to the microphone.
Let me hear that beard scratching into the mic.
Like you're going to hear something.
Man.
Oh, you silly asshole.
One of the very few times a video podcast might have actually worked out there.
Man. Okay, so this week in rape culture, is that what's going on?
Drew, I had 3 rape culture stories, and like hours before we record, boom, another one drops. A lead story, Charlie Sheen accused of sleeping with Corey Haim when Corey Haim was 13, and they were working together in the mid-80s. A movie called Lucas. I believe Sheen was somewhere between 18 and 22. I actually don't have the link to the article. I just wrote a note. That's how... breaking that news is. I just wrote a note in my notes real quick as opposed to adding a whole link to the article. Man, Charlie Sheen sleeping with the young boys. Part of Corey Feldman's pedophilia ring? Question mark? Not his pedophilia ring, but the one that he's saying is operating in.
Maybe it is his. Maybe he's trying to distance himself from running it.
Not running it, no, but unfortunately being a part of it. Weird how he still won't... I wonder if we'll ever throw Michael Jackson's name out there.
I mean...
I think he likes him too much.
You see, the thing is, the rumors have been spread around Michael Jackson for fucking eons.
Well, yeah, of course.
Even while he was alive, the rumors were out there.
The rumors...
But there's no...
They started going away after he died.
Exactly, because there's no fucking definitive evidence.
Well, he also went through a couple of civil trials.
Yeah, all that shit's sealed.
And they were found.
We'll never find out what happened with
that shit. No, some of it came out. That's the thing. There's some information out there that... I almost want to go back and double check it because it's almost like a dream because no one knows about it or references it. I'm like, did I read that on fakenews.russia.com? Like, was that my fault? Not going to get into that because we have nothing to talk about. Charlie Sheen having sex with Corey Haim when he was 13, allegedly. And also another actress saying how he was kind of forceful with her on a set once. I think on the same set, actually. On set,
I mean, seems...
She was 18 at the time, but still.
Seems like that kind of guy in general.
That's the thing, though. When it's Charlie Sheen, it's like, well, yeah.
No.
Look at the guy. Mm-hmm. He's been tiger-blooded for a few years now.
Mm.
And then speaking of Corey Feldman, he's met with the LAPD.
Oh, okay.
To give them names in relation to this pedophilia ring. So while he was holding out for the $10 million to make a movie about it, and then you know what I read? He says, it's not a documentary. It's like a movie. that he wants to make, starring him. Idiot. Just give out the names. If it's real, give out the names, man. I know you're crazy because you were diddled when you were a child. Give out the names.
Oh, no, he's crazy for other reasons, too.
And then here's the thing, all right? So, yeah, to keep an eye on this. So, we're getting the big names out there. Your Harvey Weinstein. It's Harvey Weinstein, this motherfucker. Like, we're going to get through a rape culture segment without mentioning Harvey Weinstein.
No, he's the one who started it all. I mean, might as well just be called the Harvey Weinsteins.
In memoriam of Harvey Weinstein, rape culture segment. Uh-huh. Yes, Harvey Weinstein's rape culture segment. He, first off, will probably be brought up on charges by the NYPD. LAPD is also looking into filing charges, as is... London. What do they call them in London? Is that... That's not Scotland Yard, is it?
I think so, actually.
Is it? No. Three cities spanning two continents. Mm-hmm. Looking to file charges against Weinstein. He, in the meantime, went out to meet with someone for dinner in a restaurant in Phoenix. And the reason why it is interesting to note this is because he asked for a private room separated from the rest of the riffraff, which he was granted. The problem with the restaurant that was chosen, the private room, is just like a glass cube off to the side that everyone can... One of those. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Everyone can still see into it.
Yeah.
And he chose to wear a wig, a baseball cap, and like orange, almost pancake makeup. Almost like he put on a Donald Trump mask outfit. And people took pictures of him like, look, it's fucking Harvey Weinstein in a terrible disguise.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was put on blast. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, so follow me on this one.
Maybe he's just order food in for a while.
Yeah, dude, why you gotta... Idiot. He's suing the board, the Weinstein Company board. But meanwhile, the Weinstein Company board is looking to file bankruptcy. Because they're fucked. Because their name's being scrubbed from everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
guys are all... That whole company's gonna need to rebrand.
Hey, I got Bumble activity, Drew.
Hey, you got new bee in your hive, homie.
Oh, she's fat. Okay, well, back to the rape culture segment.
Here's a little bit of misogyny in the middle of the rape culture segment. Sorry, apparently Crespo doesn't do fatty.
No, that's not true. You know that's not true.
Nah, you are correct. I do know that's not true.
I look into the eyes, into the soul. I'm looking for the connection. It don't matter.
Dude, you're not going to find that on Bumble.
That's true, too.
I'm letting you know that right now. I mean, you might find a pretty girl. Chances are, though, she's probably not exactly what you're looking for at all.
I mean, we're not even talking about that. That's another bonus episode. That's the Bumble bonus episode. What I was going to talk about is how, so... While we're getting out the big names, Harvey Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys, you have to be aware of all the people that were making money around them. And a lot of them are being brought to task. In Weinstein's case, Affleck, Damon, working with him a lot in the 90s to help launch their career. Kevin Smith launched his career. Tarantino's gotten all of his funding through the Weinsteins for 2 decades now. They're all being asked, how much did you know? How complicit are you in this behavior, et cetera, et cetera? And they've all admitted it to different degrees that they knew what they could have done. How contrite are they now? You know, they've all been wading in these murky waters. No one is clean.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's not when... I mean, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, bro.
Yeah, that's... Unfortunately, for the longest time, that is true, because enough people believe that. So if enough people believe that, that does become the law of the land. It's Emperor's New Clothes type of scenario. Everyone's agreeing that, yes, this is the way it is.
Exactly.
It doesn't, until someone's like, dude's naked.
Yep.
And he's gross looking. Get him. Someone put a blanket around this gentleman.
I mean, eventually the same thing's going to happen with our economy. People are going to be like, this is paper. No, actually, this is cloth.
This is nothing.
This is cloth. This isn't worth anything. What the fuck is going on here?
We can't even eat this. But minerals, I mean, gold, it's not worth anything either. People just chose it forever ago as being something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in this day and age, gold's actually worth so much because of its newfound use in technology and whatnot. So this now it's not just...
Now it can actually be used for things, yes, but for the longest time,
it was just pretty.
Because it was still a fiat currency of a type. It was just a way for people to barter with each other. Yeah, no, I agree. My point is, a lot of people are like, they're getting the bullshit out, saying blah, 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 this is not cool, etc., etc. People are kind of fucked. But there's still plenty of other people who are like making that money.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to keep making that money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix, the day of that dude, Anthony Rapp, I think that was his name, pretty sure, Mr. Rapp, made his initial accusations. They were like, we are suspending production of season 6
mm-hmm.
of House of Cards, which we had already announced was going to be the final season anyway. I think they had announced that. The very next day, when more accusations came out, they're like, we had decided to end House of Cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Netflix people are like, you know what? Actually, we may just kill off the Frank Underwood character and continue
House of Cards.
House of Cards with Robin Wright and the entire rest of the cast because all these people want to work, et cetera, money, money, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, while Netflix is like going through all these machinations, they decide to cancel. No, actually, we're going to keep it because, you know, at the end, they want to make money. People making House of Cards, 8 people came forward from the cast, from the crew, saying that they were harassed habitually by Kevin Spacey on the set of House of Cards. So this isn't even shit that happened back in the 80s. Like, this was happening
right now.
Yes. And then it comes out that the bosses, the House of Cards bosses, the producers... and I wonder if this includes David Fincher. See, no more heroes, man. No more heroes. The producers knew about his behavior and his predilections and his what he does with people that he has, quote, power over.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, try to just look the other... Not necessarily look the other way, but try to do damage control on site as opposed to stop it or, you know, do anything about it in a real way.
Yeah.
So while Kevin Spacey, his career is over...
Not pretty much.
Who knows? Maybe he even... Who knows what'll come up? He may even end up going to jail for who knows what... Who will say what? Because he has shown some pretty nasty, aggressive behavior in the past, apparently. Allegedly. Meanwhile, the House of Cards people who were covering that shit up and letting it happen, they may get to continue making the show and continue making money off that?
Perhaps.
Is that fair? I don't think so.
No.
But then how many things are we going to stop watching? Stop producing... We're just going to have to burn it all down. Shout out to the Burn It Down show. Burn it all down and then just start new with all new people in charge, all new shows. I mean, do we burn it all down? Some of it's doing right.
Chris.
Some of it's being done right. Yes,
Chris.
Yes.
There's a reason mm-hmm. why mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Behavior like this mm-hmm. is so rampant mm-hmm. in not just Hollywood, but society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got nothing to do with the Hollywood or the money
mm-hmm.
or the situation, blah, blah, blah. It's got everything to do with people. People are broken.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to how you don't like people. You just don't like people. Yeah.
You shouldn't like people either, Chris.
Who says I do? I like their stories.
Great stories, great drama. From you know, all of the horrible, awful things that happened, you know, mm-hmm. there's some great art that is created and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, with life, it's all about balance, you know. For all of the terrible things that happened, there are equally good things that happen, you know? So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, equally, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Right. In the grand scheme, yeah.
In the grand scheme, yes, it all is. Yeah. I mean, in the grand
scheme. Oh, well, in the grand scheme, it all goes back to zero. So.
So rape is bad, okay?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, correct, yes.
And people are making money off of it.
Yes.
Disney. You hear about Disney? What they're doing this week? What they've been trying to do?
Oh, by Fox?
Yes.
Yes.
Not in toto.
Okay.
They're not just trying to outright buy Fox. As a matter of fact, some antitrust laws, I believe,
prevent that.
They are trying to outright buy their film and television divisions.
Boom. Marvel's back together as a whole.
Marvel's back together as a whole is the immediate benefit, immediate detriment one company is now controlling how big of a chunk of our media?
Tops.
How huge of a chunk? And they're not, Disney has shown zero interest in wanting to make something, quote, original.
Nah.
You know, ever since it's been, you know, unless it's Pixar or their animated stuff is as far as it goes when it comes to being original, and that's because the brand that's being sold is Disney Animation or Pixar.
Correct.
Right? Marvel is getting away now with your Doctor Strange's and Thor Ragnarok's because the brand is Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want, no one's making a Mother at Disney.
No.
You know?
No.
No one's making a Phantom Thread coming out, Paul Thomas Anderson's new movie come out this December with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, maybe that will be Disney's venture into that kind of stuff.
Using the Fox label to be able to differentiate their quote branding. That's what they use. I guess I haven't seen the Touchstone logo in forever. That's what they used Touchstone for in the 90s.
Okay, yeah, no, I haven't seen the Touchstone logo in forever, too, but that shit used to be everywhere.
It was everywhere, and Touchstone was Disney's adult brand for years.
I did not know
you
that.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
No.
So if you watch anything, I guess it was pretty much the 90s.
Yeah, even the early 2000s, too.
Sure, they were around for a minute.
No.
I guess I really haven't noticed when they stopped doing that.
No.
But that was their... they're, quote, non-Disney stuff, so maybe they could make Fox that. That would be interesting.
Well, I mean, because Fox has always made really trashy choices, and I love them for that.
They do. They made Deadpool and Logan.
Exactly.
That New Mutants looks interesting.
It looks...
It
looks like a straight-up fucking horror movie.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, Fox is willing to really take their comic book properties...
Yeah, and do weird stuff with
them.
Let's
just apply it to a totally different genre, even more so than Marvel has been doing. I was like, wow, this is shocking.
Yeah, you know,
it's pretty cool.
Man, it looks really fun.
Could be good.
It could be.
Could be good. But now Star Wars can have the Fox fanfare again, and you know nerds care about bullshit like that.
Well, no, exactly. And then you know,
and then
Marvel can be whole.
Marvel is whole.
But you see, with
Star, actually, technically, it makes Star Wars whole because Fox still owns some rights in terms of episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
So, and I think prequels as well.
I mean, in all reality. I mean, if it happens, it fucking happens. There's nothing I can do about it.
If it happens, it happens. There's nothing we can do about it. We are only, let me check, 2 guys.
Yes.
That's all we can do. We do have an army of, dozen dedicated listeners.
But, I'm not sure if that'll be a good thing for, like, the Fox Marvel stuff. Because I've been... The Fox Marvel stuff has been getting good lately because it's been getting weird.
They've been
taking chances,
which is surprising.
Yeah, I mean, pass or fail, still they take the chance.
Yeah.
If Marvel got a hold of that property again, I mean, if you know, Deadpool 3 came from Kevin Feige and those Marvel guys, it would be a totally different fucking movie.
And not to say that it would be bad. They could give it the, quote, Taika Waititi treatment, find the right voice to make a fun Deadpool movie, but it's not going to be like the Deadpool that we're getting, that we got with 1, and we're definitely getting it with 2.
Yeah.
When you get the director, the co-director of John Wick, and the director of Atomic Blonde, you're going for a specific type of intensity for your Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
People don't understand. They're expecting another Deadpool. They're getting like a Deadpool on steroids with this with the upgrade in direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be a lot along the it's gonna feel a lot like Thor Ragnarok, I have a feeling, because it's gonna be funny. It's gonna be fucking action packed.
Yes.
But it's gonna be a lot closer, lot less epic, if you will.
Yes. More, good. Be good. I'm of the mindset. I feel like I'm in the minority of this. Deadpool, the thing holding Deadpool back from being like a true instant classic is its direction. Like, it's just so middle of the road. Yeah. Like, the guy made the movie exactly the way he felt needed to be made. Like, he serviced the story 100%, which is, for some directors, that is the approach, just service the story, and I get that. But he has no style. The guy has no discernible style whatsoever. A dozen directors could have made that movie in that exact same way.
Yes.
Whereas, like, if Martin Scorsese made it, no one else is going to make Martin Scorsese's Deadpool, right? You know, Quentin Tarantino's
that movie. Exactly.
David Leitch. Leitch? I don't know how to say his name. I have a feeling he may have that kind of style.
Darren Aronofsky's Deadpool?
That would be so awful, man. I think, did he put out his script? Something leaked recently. Something got put out online recently about Darren Aronofsky's Batman Year One script and like all the details about how insane it was. The Batmobile was just a Lincoln Continental with like a jacked up engine in there. Bruce Wayne was a mechanic, I think, and it's just a crazy, like, down and dirty, gruesome little rated R.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds amazing. Almost got made. Him and Frank Miller, we're working on it together, and then they turn in the script, and who'd it be? Fox. They're like,
must have been.
They're like, no.
No. You guys are fucking nuts.
You guys are nuts. Who is this? No, Warner Brothers. Went to Warner Brothers.
Anyway. You guys are crazy.
Like, no. Meanwhile, Disney picked a fight with the LA Times. And what happened was.
So who owns the LA Times? Which giant corporation did Disney pick a fight with?
Apparently Viacom does not own the LA Times because what had happened was the LA Times, someone wrote an article about Disney's business dealings with the local government there in Anaheim, how they get a lot of subsidies and corporate welfare and they're a drain on the city structure, et cetera, et cetera. But they bring a lot of prestige and everything to Anaheim and jobs and all that stuff and money. So Disney has not been happy with the LA Times coverage. Mm-hmm. So they barred LA Times film critics from Disney movie screenings.
Ooh, that is rough.
Right? Retaliatory. You know who doesn't like that? Film critics. All of them.
Okay.
The LA Film Critics Circle, New York Film Critics Circle, the like whatever National Film Critics Circle, they all banded together, and other newspapers, journalist groups, all banded together and said, Disney, that's fucked up. You're going to ban LA Times from your movies. We're not going to watch or review any of your movies. Like, we're dropping.
Okay, they're going to boycott Disney.
Yeah, we're boycotting Disney from. Okay. We're not going to cover anything.
Okay.
Marvel, Star Wars, none of it. Not on our radar anymore.
Starting when?
Immediately, until you allow the LA Times to cover your films fairly.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think blinks?
Not Disney. Too much money behind them.
Not Disney. Blink. Disney was like, okay. They met with LA Times. They talked it out. LA Times back on the list. They're allowed to send their film critics to Disney, to film screenings, et cetera, et cetera. So journalism won this time, Drew. This time. This once. But it's a battle.
They won the battle. War is still
raging. The war will wage. Wage peace. Thomas Jane is in the Predator movie.
And I care because.
Because it's written and directed by Shane Black. It's
But why do I care about
Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, because Thomas Jane decided to drop some plot deets. Oh,
okay.
Some hitherto undisclosed deets.
Does he say, get to the chopper?
No. Hopefully that's Keegan-Michael Key who says that. So first, Shane Black tweeted this back in March. Stone killers with serious acting chops, but which of them will be chopped by the Predator, parentheses, see what I did there, close parentheses. And look, it's a picture of a bunch of dudes on a bus. Thomas Jane's in there. Keegan-Michael Key is in there, right? Yep. It's like six or seven dudes. And it's just dudes on a bus. It's like, oh, wow, what a thrilling picture. So, Thomas Jane.
Oh, I have a feeling that those are the guys that are going to be hunted.
Ah, Thomas Jane explained that at least partially the movie will center on a group of psychologically scarred war veterans fighting for survival against predators. He says...
Ooh, predators.
Predators. Well, that's what the article says. But then I think he's saying there's the predator ships. His quote is a little weird because it's just like... He says, so we go to the VA hospital to get our meds. We're all shell-shocked. PTSD soldiers. We're at the VA hospital, and we're all in, like, group therapy. And, of course, somebody flips out. This is backstory. See, this is backstory. I don't think we really see this, but some... See, why is he even saying this anyway? Somebody flips out. We all get arrested and thrown onto the bus to go down to the hospital. Then they throw this other guy on the bus. They're actually marked to kill him because he's seen the UFO. He's seen the Predator ships come down. So they lock him up. They throw him in with us, lunatics, and they're going to take the bus and drive us down into a ditch and shoot us all just to get rid of this one guy. But, of course, we take the bus over and we're all, fuck that, man. Let's go kill those fucking Predators ourselves. We're just crazy enough to believe that this guy really did see a UFO. End quote.
Well, he did, and they're Predators, and be careful because they're invisible.
So these PTSD, psychologically scarred war vets are going on the path to...
I hope the Predator mounts Thomas Jane's skull on something.
He very, very possibly might. He very well could, Drew. This movie will be coming out August 3rd, 2018.
Probably the worst Punisher of them all.
Yeah, not his fault. But yeah. I'm excited. It's just Shane Black got Fox to throw a bunch of money at it, and it's R-rated. And
I just want to know how Christmas is getting in this movie.
There's going to be a Christmas tree in there. It's going to get blown up.
Somehow Christmas will be involved. I don't know how yet.
I can't wait, though.
But somehow.
I can't wait. So, Jason. Voorhees.
I was about to say. Jason, which one are we talking?
Statham. No.
Statham.
Kid.
No. Sudeikis.
Voorhees.
The fake one.
Fake Jason. So fake, Drew, that his story can be changed by writers along the way, and then they can be like, oh, this is official now. So yes. Apparently...
It's called retconning.
It's called retconning. Jason Voorhees is... An evil deadite. Drew's thinking. He's thinking. Processing information. Processing.
Information. Wait, what?
Drew Cogburn's face right now. He's like,
what? Processing information overload.
This doesn't work.
So according to the director of Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday, this is this guy, Adam Marcus. He explained that in his movie, quote, this is the mom, Pamela Voorhees, makes a deal with the devil by reading from the Necronomicon to bring back her son. This is why Jason isn't Jason. He's Jason plus the evil dead. And now you can believe that he can go from a little boy that lives in a lake to a full-grown man in a couple of months to zombie Jason to never being able to kill this guy. That, to me, is way more interesting as a mashup. And Raimi loved it, apparently. He told Sam Raimi about it. So what he did was... There's a quick shot in the Voorhees family basement in which you can see the Necronomicon. That's it. That's all that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's all backstory that's in this guy's mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But because he snuck the book in there and he made this movie and he's saying this now,
it's all real.
He says, quote, it's not like I could tell New Line my plan to include the Evil Dead because they don't own the Evil Dead. So it had to be an Easter egg. And I did focus on it. There's a whole scene that includes the book. And I hope people would get it and could figure out that's what I'm up to. So, yes, in my opinion, Jason Voorhees is a deadite. He's one of the Evil Dead. End quote.
Well, I mean, if the book's in the movie, and it got printed on film, and everybody saw it, then I guess that makes it real.
There we go.
Right?
It's real now. It's real to me.
That's how it works.
It's real to me, man.
Okay, so Jason's a fantastic. So...
Well, it grounds it in some sort of, quote, horror movie sense, I guess. Why he keeps coming back. Keep going. Hell, he went to hell. He's back. Just to fight again? To fight in Dreamworld? What's going on? What is this Jason guy? Huh? What is this? Perry Mason? Drew?
He also went to space and got turned into an android, so...
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was awesome.
It was. No, Jason X is by far my favorite Jason movie, because it is so fucking out there.
It's so crazy. Froze that chick's face and smashed it on the table. Like, why would you do that? She's so pretty.
Oh, no, my favorite is when he takes the one girl in the sleeping bag and he beats the other girl in the sleeping bag with her. Yeah,
it's a classic.
Good stuff.
Classic kill.
Good stuff.
David Cronenberg got macheted. Was he macheted? He got killed in the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
Matthew McConaughey. Uh-oh.
No, McConaissance.
McConaissance. Is it over? Uh-oh. You know what he's been up to, McConaughey?
Making not very good movies.
Some of them have been hit or miss the last few years. The McConaissance is over, but the last few years have been. He's made some good ones, made some bad ones. No, Drew, he delivered 4,500 turkeys to families in Kentucky on his birthday.
Oh, good for him.
It's part of a deal. He works already with Wild Turkey. They have an initiative where they work together with his foundation, Just Keep Living. He surprised 250 volunteers.
I'm really surprised that it's not just called Right On, Right On.
Right On, Right On. In Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, he surprised 200 volunteers at the town's Wild Turkey Distillery before going to multiple houses in town to give out turkeys.
Sweet. Good for him.
See, I mean, they're not all bad. They don't all have to be bad. I'm not saying he's a hero.
Who's saying he's not doing penance? Gotta give away these turkeys. I raped 13 people last week.
Passing out turkeys like Nino Brown, baby.
Exactly. Man, and Nino Brown did some awful shit.
That line actually works. Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, it does.
How badly, Drew, have you ever wanted to see a movie? Badly enough to steal a Maserati?
I don't think so.
This guy.
Stole a Maserati just to see a movie?
This guy in Georgia named Keithrick Williams.
Keithrick.
Keithrick. Spelled exactly like it sounds. Keith Rick. One word. Keithrick Williams. Obviously, obviously a Chinese man. In Georgia.
Is there a picture of him? Because I have a picture in my head, and it's not good.
No picture. Well, do you have a picture of him? Because, Drew. All right. So you stole a Maserati and drove it and parked it at an AMC movie theater in Morrow, Georgia, where you went inside and saw a movie. Drew, let's play a game. What movie did Keithrick see?
Thor Ragnarok.
No, not Thor. You want another shot? What kind of movie would a guy who steals a car to go see a movie and then like sits there while the car, a Maserati sits outside, like that's not going to be noticed?
I don't know. That's a weird thing to do.
Right?
Steal a Maserati and go watch a movie?
You know why?
That's strange.
You know why he took the Maserati to go see it?
Why?
Because he was afraid they were getting ready to yank it. No, it's getting ready to be pulled out of the theaters. Because he went and saw himself that Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, really? God damn. Still a Maserati just to see Blade Runner. Had to see it fast.
You had to see it. Skipped Geostorm, went to Blade Runner.
That's awesome.
Of course, when he leaving the theater, going back to the Maserati.
You mean jail?
The police were there waiting for him.
Let's say, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Did you see those cars?
Yes, you mean he went to jail.
He's not going to jail. But you know what?
That's awesome.
I say let him go. Let him go.
Nah, I'm not sure about let him
go. I say let him go. Good movie choice. Let him go.
But at least he got to see a good movie. He'll have something to think about while he's in jail.
He's going to be like, man, I got to see it one more time. He's going to break out of jail to go to a dollar theater to see it one more time. Like, I got two questions. Universal's Dark Universe, Drew.
Is this fucking happening?
Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in all of the movies.
This thing
Tom Cruise as not mummy.
This thing's still happening after The Mummy? Because I don't...
Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man.
Like I said, this is still happening?
Javier Bardem as the Frankenstein's monster.
This is not happening anymore.
Angelina Jolie as the Bride of Frankenstein.
This is not happening anymore. There's no way it's happening.
Apparently. There's a building on the Universal lot. The whole office building.
Uh-huh. They're tearing it down.
No, they're not tearing it down. It's just empty. Bunch of offices, all empty. Apparently, that was the office building where they had all the Dark Universe stuff set up, and that's where all that shit was. And it's all gone. Bride of Frankenstein is supposed to come out February 2019.
I don't know about
that. Got pulled off the schedule. And Alex Kurtzman, who was hired on to run the whole thing, he left.
Yeah.
He left to go to go work on Star Trek Discovery.
Okay.
Chris Morgan, who was also hired to run the whole thing, he left too. He left to go back to work on Fast and Furious 9. Because he wrote Fast and Furious 5 through whatever. 7, if not 8. He's the one. Chris Morgan is the guy responsible for the real. Him and Justin Lin are the ones responsible for the Fast and Furious resurgence. Because he had nothing to do with 1 through 4. But he wrote 5. Yeah. And Justin was Justin Lin coming back for 9. Chris Morgan coming back for 9. Tyrese, he's crying. It's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Yeah, I think the Dark Universe is dead, Drew.
Awesome. It was dead before it even started.
It's make a good movie first and then decide whether or not you have franchise world-building potential. Christopher Nolan, each Batman movie is a self-contained movie.
Yes.
Because when he had ideas, he was like, all these ideas are going in this movie. I'm not seeding stuff for other movies. Someone had to talk him into a Joker tease for a second movie. He's like, what if this movie bombs? Yeah. I'm never going to make a second movie. Then I'm going to look like the idiot who tried to tease the follow-up movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that worked out for him.
Thank God.
Yeah. Right.
And also thank God that the Joker tease is teased to probably one of the greatest Jokers of all time.
Yeah, let us something great.
Yeah.
Let us something great.
So,
Jared Leto, what's up with that?
He's not very... Yeah,
God damn it.
Yeah. Different Joker.
Different Joker. There's a different Joker. Mr. Robot starts in an hour and 12 minutes. Episode 5 of season 3. Drew. They did the thing. You know I don't like to watch at the end of an episode and they're like, next season, next week on. And then it's like a bunch of enigmatic images that don't make any sense. I ignore that shit anyway. But it popped up before I could like stop it. And it was like next week on a huge letters, groundbreaking episode. It's like, you sons of bitches. You sons of bitches. This is it. Are we taking the plunge into complete Mr. Robot sci-fi territory? Are we doing it? You saw the Hadron Collider.
I hope so.
People don't know that's what that is.
People don't know that's the Large Hadron Collider. The second I saw it, I was like, what the
fuck? What the fuck, yeah.
It's like, what? Wait, what? Why? Wait.
Open up them black holes.
Wait, what? What? Wait, what? Why?
Someone put in at this detail in an article, but just pointed out, like, oh, this is a fun detail. And I read it like a week ago. And then this clicked with me, I think, today. I was like, oh, is that what this means? We're going to end on this. Mandela effect. Uh-huh, some Mandela effect shit.
Yeah.
Okay? Sinbad. Uh-huh. The Shazam movie.
Yes.
That doesn't exist.
Correct.
And then someone put a, like, photoshopped they whipped up like a fake Shazam like VHS thing, like, look, no, it exists. Like, I had a copy.
No, it's Shaquille O'Neal, it's Kazam.
Yeah, exactly. But people think it was Sinbad and a Shazam. So Darlene, Elliot's sister, at one point is sitting in bed or on a couch. She's got a computer and she's torrenting Sinbad's Shazam. Are they in another universe that's not our universe? Are they in a parallel universe where Shazam exists, Drew? Is that what's going on, Drew? She's watching Shazam.
But Shazam doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist in our universe. Maybe it exists in theirs. Is she going to come to ours and be like, where's Shazam? And everyone's like, it's Kazam with Shaquille O'Neal. The basketball player?
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe.
I think that may have been a thing.
Perhaps.
It's... Why throw that detail in there?
Yeah, no. I mean, and especially with the way Mr. Robot is, like, pretty much all the little details.
Everything.
Are kind of fucking important.
Everything's tying into it. It's so, like. It's
kind of fucking important.
Meticulously designed. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She's watching a movie that doesn't exist.
And it sucks, too, because the whole time it's like he's been smacking you in the face with what's going to happen, and you're just too dumb to see it. You're just like, what?
Because he's like, look over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
I mean, hell, last season when we find out Elliot was in prison for, like, most of it.
For, like, the first 4 episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, you fight clubbed me last time. You just did it again halfway through this season. What the fuck are you assholes doing?
We're halfway through this season, 4 episodes again. We're getting ready to do it again on a bigger level. First season, it was... The two people are really one person.
Yeah.
small bit of reality. Second season, the place where he was living was something different.
Completely.
Bigger piece of reality. Mm. This season, the entire world is not what it seems.
Perhaps.
It's the Russian nesting doll getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. They keep adding to it.
No.
1 hour and 9 minutes.
I mean, it's going to be really funny at the end when they zoom out completely and they're just Rick and Morty's car battery.
They're a battery inside out of battery. Morty's car battery. Where are we in that battery?
Rick and Morty's universe is our battery.
Oh, true. Yeah. Okay. Poor Rick and Morty. They don't know.
No, they don't.
Got that stupid Rick and Morty mobile. Yeah.
I think flies everywhere. I can go to any two-dimensional dimension.
Why did so many people show up to that thing?
Because A, they were told that the merchandise was exclusive, which it wasn't.
Oh, lies!
And B, because it was something that was cool. I mean, I thought about going, found out about it, all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. I did a little bit of research on it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some videos of a couple of the stops before Orlando, and I was like, no.
The crowds.
Fucking way.
People waited like hours to get their picture taken in front of you. And then walk away.
No thanks.
It's crazy.
Want nothing to do with that. I mean, I like Rick and Morty as much as the next guy, but I'm not going that far.
I don't think you do like it as much as the next guy, because the next guy likes it a lot.
Obviously.
It's become one of those things where the fan base has become
diluted.
No. What's the word I'm looking for? A little too in your face. Like, relax, guys. Dial back a notch.
Well, see, I still don't know if Rick and Morty is a dumb show for smart people or a smart show for dumb people.
No, it's a very smart show. So I guess it's for dumb people. It's very smart.
Or is it very dumb, Chris? They do some really stupid shit on that show.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Bill Hicks had dick jokes. It's, you gotta sprinkle in the dumb. You can't be smart all the time. It's tiring. It's tiring to be this smart all the time. That hurts my brain.
It hurts.
I gotta drink and relax. How do I shut it off?
Drugs.
Oh,
that's good way.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's how I started the show. That's why it was so much fun. It's worn off. That's why I'm depressed. Episode 253. This weekend, we have a first-time guest, stand-up comedian Drew.
Uh-huh.
That person will be here at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. The following week, a fellow podcaster was in the running for Orlando Big Shot in the Orlando Weekly. You guys know how I feel about the Orlando Weekly Awards. And then a week after that, a classic. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Drew, we're going to be funny online.
At Antihero 419 all over the internet. It's easy.
So easy, guys. Yeah,
it is.
Wish I had that handle. Follow me on Twitter at Antihero 418. I took it.
It was available. Chris.
I did it.
You did it.
I paid the guy $5,000.
He took the plunge. Now you just got to make sure you can do that on Instagram and Facebook and everything else.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to check all those.
But you see, if you do it, I was smart because I did it. I did it at the beginning.
I got time travel.
Yeah, I did it at the beginning.
I gotta start a bunch of new social medias and then take
you need to travel to Mr. Robot Universe.
That's what I got.
At the exact time when social media is about to blow up.
And invent Twitter.
Yes. And then get out right before the whole thing happens.
That's a good idea.
And then hop back into our universe, somehow transfer the money. I don't know how you do that.
You transfer the money.
You got to do it.
I bring the money over. I'm like, why do these bills have Don King's face on them? I'm like, no!
Maybe you can transfer Bitcoin.
Ah, there we go.
Perhaps.
There we go.
Can you? Does digital currency transfer between alternate dimensions? Somebody let me know.
Yes, let us know.
Somebody get on that.
Someone get on that and let us know if digital currency transfers between dimensions. Alternate dimensions. Yeah. That's very, very important. Vital to our research. Put it in our Facebook group at Cinema Crespi. So just give us a yes or a no. We'll know what you're talking about. We'll all know what you're talking about. We're all in this together.
Are we?
Guys, check out episode 3 of the Lady Raptastic Show. That was fun. She ain't talking about fucking a snake this time, so it's getting better.
She, I mean, I guess that's good.
It's getting better. We're going in a positive direction, I think.
Although, you know, for Lady Raptastic, I'm sure that is just fucking audio gold.
She also didn't spend 5 minutes bashing Anita Baker, so I think...
I'm sure that was... also that's positive. Audio gold as well.
Also positive step in the right direction to so being who, an actual podcast.
Who's she gonna bash this week?
Who did she shit on? She didn't shit on someone, actually, very specifically. Put it in the notes. I mean, she talked about how it's hard to get a job as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know.
Well,
it's hard to be a woman.
I'm sure it's just hard to get a job as Lady Raptastic.
Oh, she was hating on Wendy Williams' wigs.
Oh, she got some fake ass snappy wigs.
She hates her wigs. And she had a little bit on Dr. Phil, just a little bit. I feel like there's someone else. Anyway, guys, you gotta listen to the show to find out what inappropriate comments Lady Raptastic made this week.
It's fantastic.
It's a good show. It's a good, fun time. We'll see how long it lasts. Probably not very long. I mean, she's volatile. She's volatile.
It happens.
Gotta rule it. She scares me.
Just make sure the bus fare is paid and everything will be fine.
I got that $30 a month. $30. $30 a month, all access, you, all day pass.
You can write that off on your taxes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got the LLC for. Mm-hmm. Still got to run it by Steve. Eh, he doesn't mind. Steve's the money guy. Mr. Robot starts in an hour and 2 minutes.
Okay.
Very excited.
I'm sure you are.
Very excited.
So what does that mean? We're coming up on 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock right now?
9 o'clock.
All right. Sweet.
8. If you're still listening, first off, give us that yes or no on Facebook. Second.
Why? Why are you still listening?
Why are you still listening? Why are you still listening? Explain to us why you're still listening. Send Drew on Twitter a GIF at antihero419 that explains why you're still listening.
Yeah, I mean, this show started...
Answering GIFs.
Off the rails. It continued to stay off the rails.
Yeah, how did you get through the first 4 minutes?
I mean, it was... Man.
Man, those double... Ooh,
that was a rough start.
Those double dams. Speaking of which,
right. They do you. Double dabble do you, Chris.
Double dabble do you twice. Double dabble do you, double dabble do you. That's fun to say.
Well, that's four dabs.
Double
five dabs.
Double dabble, double dabble, double dabble. It's like a yabba dabba do type of thing. Yabba dabba do is fun to say.
Dabba do? Okay.
Dabba do.
Yo gabba gabba dabba do.
Yo gabba gabba dabba do. Yo gabba dabba. Damn it.
Yo gabba dabba. I love that. So what is that? What is that? Like a super stoner show for children?
Yo gabba.
Because that...
It's Cheech Marin's Sesame Street.
Because Yo Gabba Gabba was for...
Yo Gabba Gabba really was a children's show for children, for stoners.
For two specific demographics.
There he was.
One, stoners. Children. Like, the tiniest children.
Toddlers.
They fucking would love the hell out of that shit. Two grown-ass adults on drugs.
On drugs.
Like, really good drugs.
Like, why is that Spiky Dildo singing a song?
I don't know, but it's amazing.
I don't know, but here comes Bismarcky.
No, exactly.
Like, Bismarcky, what? Teaching the kids to beatbox. DJ.
Biz's Beats every day, every week. Biz's Beats. What?
DJ.
Oh, God.
DJ Lance Rock?
Yes.
That guy was awesome.
That entire thing was amazing.
It's a good show. It's good times. Guys, the Lady Raptastic Show, episode 3. Check it out. Mr. Robot starts in an hour. I gotta go. Drew, thank you.
Peace.
A PFT Media production.